Why was it going through my monitor? Huh, there we go.
Hello, hello.
Could you say something?
Test, test, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, your audio is going through.
I'm audible.
We're not sponsored.
Hello, Chroma.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Oh, I am going to post the thing. The forum. Yes.
All right.
There we go.
If folks have questions, now's the time to add them to the forum post, and we'll start answering them when time starts.
Yep. I'm going to give some people to pop in.
Give people about like 5 minutes or something.
Yep. Good old 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, you're going to do an office hours ping.
Thank you for the reminder.
Ryuby, do you have any experience with DMX software?
I barely even know what DMX is, so no.
Okay.
What is DMX software?
There's some people asking for an event coming up. And they want to kind of drive their visuals of DMX using a video file. To trigger different actions on stage. So everything is basically read off like the one, what does it look like? You know how the we set up the UV on the, whatchamacallit?
The PDF the, for the
recap?
Recap.
Yeah. The
Yeah.
It's like that with a few extra steps that also control lighting, which is kind of weird.
I see.
I mean, sounds possible to connect it to, like, Protoflux in here. My question is there a component to this that engineering would have to be involved to, like, add in, like, features to make it possible? I mean, I know we also got, like, OSC support, WebSockets, and plugins.
I see. Specs, I might have a question for you after this. Because I know you did stuff with the MMC, or, which mods, might be relevant.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much, Colza. It's a concept I'm learning about just last night, but yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Alrighty, we got a few questions in.
Mm-hmm.
Can start by answering the first one by Lethal Intent. To answer your question, I think somebody has made a cooking mechanic in Res Night before, but with the right protofloxic components, you can definitely make, like, a, well, food that you can put on, like, a stove or in a on top of a stove, in a stove, microwave, toaster, whatnot, have, like, a timer. Depending on how long you put it in there, it'll change the properties of it.
And the next question, what the bird doing? I'm sitting in a chair, tending to content team office hours. Although I'm also in Resonite, but I digress.
The next question, how does one UIX with a canvas?
Mm-hmm. More specifically, though, on that, UIX is our UI kind of development system that we have in Resonite. It's what we use to make all of our UI pieces. It's what the Dash uses. It's what basically any kind of interactive UI uses. And it starts off with a canvas, and then it has a bunch of images, text, layouts, and other things that you can add to it to lay out the stuff that you want on the UI however you like.
Mm-hmm. It's good to memorize the hierarchy, like how people would set up like UIX in other examples. Get like a good flow.
There are also plenty of tutorials out there for UIX as well. I think we have wiki pages as well.
I believe so. If they're not populated, though, I do recommend those that are knowledgeable, please do contribute to it. It helps everyone out.
Mm-hmm. This next question is for you, Aegis.
The recent devlog post, does this mean the world's tab is getting an overhaul soon?
You mean you missed one, Aegis.
Whoops. When it's ready.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Does this mean the world's tab is getting an overhaul soon? I'll let you answer that, Ravi.
Right now, with the world's data feed, Frux is adding it the functionality for it to display active sessions and such, mostly for something that we are working on internally with the content team and such. However, it is the basis of an eventual world's tab overhaul, but for right now that I don't believe will be the case, because there's still a lot of features that need to be added to the data feed, and mostly the ability to browse and search published worlds, not just active sessions. But the world's tab overhaul will come in time.
Oh, wait, that's Cyrus mod. Okay.
Neat.
If there was a large, and for the recording, that the DMX mod by Syro. Is someone recording? Did we forget to do that again? Okay. If there was a large influx of people to Rezo, example 10,000 people and 20% stayed, would you rather that be sooner or later? Would you rather that happen after the optimization update? And if not, then what's your opinion of when? Well, if it was a guaranteed 20% stayed, yes, now. I'd prefer that sooner. But I think the question is more what the percentage would be that stayed before the optimization update. So you could argue we'd want things more optimized before a huge, huge crowd comes in. But at the same time, the sooner stuff like that happens, I think the speedier things can get.
Yeah, I definitely agree that if we were to have like a guaranteed 10,000 people, 20% stayed, yeah, now. because even though those folks might have problems with performance, that is actually what we're working on next, so it's something for them to already look forward to.
Yeah, this is not a complete platform. It's something that evolves over time. There's already features that are complete within it. It's just something that will always change over time to suit the needs of the community, platform, and etc. Gublin has a question. Would an inventory tag system be possible, like an integrated organization where users can assign a tag to their creation, like UI Protoflux, FBXX, asset, material, etc., then search via the tab in public or private inventories? I do know there's like a, is it, I could have sworn there's like a GitHub on like rework of the inventory menu in the first place. If there isn't any of these kind of like recommendations, I recommend adding that to the GitHub so that hey, we can look at it when the inventory system will be reworked. Things I know that will probably be in there when it happens is the ability to easily rearrange things, rename things, probably search for things, and what would be incredibly useful is utilizing that relatively new like facet anchors to like place inventory shortcuts on there. Say if you want your multi-tool or specific tool or brush you want to quick spawn, you can do that.
I also feel in terms of their question, it's kind of twofold. There is going to be a inventory rework, which will include things like searching. It'll probably be a data feed, just like the other data feeds we have, like the settings data feed and et cetera. And I feel like it, in conjunction with that as well, if like a tagging system would essentially be content tagging, where you can tag content with this, that, and the other, and then search among those tags.
Okay.
So it's kind of twofold in this case, I believe.
Yeah, I kind of missed that, but yes. That would also help for when we have a workshop system within Resonite.
Mm-hmm.
That way people will be able to upload avatars, items, etc. on a workshop within the game. And Zanirus has the question, is there going to be a mascot for Resonite?
I'm pretty sure that's just the Gloopy.
Gloopy.
Or a certain yellow dog. Yeah. Also, we missed a question from Piece of Bread.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to take
quite
name.
Question mark.
And
I'm
going to
say no.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Period. There you go.
Yeah.
And figure out
most
what
confusing
means.
Recording ever. with introduction of the .resonite package format, will there be any official packages in the near future? What would people want to see in an official package, I guess?
Yeah, we could pretty much just put anything in a package just like anyone else. It's just a matter of would that be useful to people? What would people want to see in that, etc.?
I'm also like, wouldn't it be better just to include that somewhere in one of the worlds? But I don't know. I see something specific.
Usually everything we release anyways goes into the Resonite Essentials folder. Interesting question nonetheless. We have a question from Fizzy Rabbit. A couple of times I have done a save as to make a safety copy of worlds. Now those copies are listed in my worlds, and I have not figured out how to delete the copies, as these save as worlds that do not seem to have any orb in my inventory, and I'm skittish about impacting the original. Is there any way to delete them? Yes. So if you, in your worlds tab, if you click on the world and it pops open the modal, and you expand the modal, at the bottom of that modal window, you'll see buttons, a button to create world orb or get the world orb. Now that you have the world orb, you can click on the world orb and choose to delete it. You'll have to go through a couple of confirmation steps to make sure you absolutely want to delete it, but that's how you do that. If you guys have, well, I actually ran out of questions. If you have questions, post your questions. We will answer them.
Zenny Roo or Zenny Roos or Zenny Russ, what mascot would you want to see? I'm probably going to have the same answer no matter what, but.
See, we have a question from Goblin. Anyone got links or pics of the Gloopy? You can get a picture of the Gloopy from our press kit,
Has
which is on
anyone
our
got
website.
Goopy? the Gloopy picks. Yeah, let me get that link
Gloopy.
for you.
Let's see, we have a question from Kuyo Blackstone. Is there or will there be a safeguard system for the Resonite file format to make a creation that made the creator does not want to be copied or exported out? That, I believe, will come with hard permissions once we get there, because right now you can just kind of export whatever you want generally, although unless it has simple avatar protection and you don't own it. In the future, though, once with hard permissions, which will have proper licensing information and licensing, you know, providing licenses to user for usage and exporting of certain things, that will be more prevalent once we get there.
To answer XO again, no, because I just got boxes that I just opened.
Oh.
Actually, my new controllers came today, which just happened out, and I forgot how much I like the Valve packaging.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get new controllers at some point.
And the best dang cables I've ever had in my life. I'm glad to restock those.
We have a question here that's not marked as a question. Do you think that sooner or later it'd be possible to import MP3 files into Resonite? We already can. We already do support MP3s through the libVLC parser. It imports as a video, but that's due to strangeness around being able to distribute FFmpeg, which is the MP3 decoder, alongside programs due to other legal factors and such. And because of that, we cannot provide FFmpeg with Resonite. So we have to use libVLC, which has the proper licensing to decode MP3. It just so happens to decode as a video. It's kind of a bit of a gray area on whether we can actually natively support MP3s, but I think that's kind of an still an open question.
Weird patent thing. Well, if I recall, even the creators of MP3 were like, hey, use something else at this point. But we still support it.
I think this is a question. I think it's mostly aimed at you, Chroma, but can we maybe hold an art comp for official mascot design?
I think that competition is just can it become a meme enough in the community for it to be considered official.
There you go. Make a successful meme.
Yeah, I mean the word gloopy did not come from us. Someone in the community definitely coined that term, and I've just taken to calling it. But I'm not ruling it out for the future, but with current bandwidth, maybe not.
Ah, there's a wiki page on Gloopy.
Apparently, there's like a list of almost SCP-like wiki pages on our wiki, apparently, as satire. I found that out not too long ago. It's interesting.
See, we do have a question from Electronus. Could FFmpeg be used if the user has it? I mean, if we implemented something to allow a user to use FFmpeg, sure. But right now, there's no way for Resonite to kind of work with FFmpeg to bring in MP3s as audio. We don't really natively support it. If you would like native MP3 support, that might be a good GitHub feature request, if one doesn't already exist.
Ramp has a question as well. Wasn't Unity supporting MP3 but badly? How broken that was it? Not really sure on Unity's implementation. I'd probably look it up. They probably would have it in their forums or such.
Yeah, I'm not too sure on how Unity implements their MP3, but with how we use Unity right now, we only really use it for rendering and basically nothing else. So I don't think it would apply to us anyways in this case.
So they're talking about like the video player that, because like we have the VLC video player and the Unity video player. That's still technically part of their rendering in an engine. Kuyo also has another one, another question. Do you know who Thor, aka Pirate Software is? If so, would you ever consider reaching out to them as their values and lessons they teach line up perfectly with Resonites?
Not a clue. No idea who that is.
It would definitely be interesting to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Seeing their content streams and what they've done in the indie gaming space, it's there definitely is someone that likes to support and teach people how to make games.
See, our next question is from Zanuru. When the content, I presume this must be content team, not content time, is designing UIs, do you have some sort of internal style guide that you follow? I know Chroma uses golden ratio values for padding and spacing, but besides that, are there any other general rules you follow when it comes to planning UX? Well, in my experience with making the settings UI and other pieces of UI so far, and working alongside Chroma and the rest of the content team for that, we do generally base all of the things that we use to create a UI, padding, spacing, size, ratios with golden ratio values. And I do have an internal little kind of helper object that I spun out to help me with these values that I want to clean up and make prettier and provide to the public at some point. But generally it's a
Is that
mix.
the one Sarah made?
Yes.
Yeah.
But generally it's a mix of using these values and making sure that everything kind of looks good, of course. And generally when you use these values, the golden ratio values, everything just kind of looks good natively right off the bat, because all of these different sizes and paddings work together well. Would you have anything more to add to that, Chroma?
No, I was wondering if there's just a newer version of that tool or not.
Nope. I mean, there will be a newer version, but by the time I make it, I'll probably release it in Resonate Essentials.
I have a answer for Goblin. This is a external link to a list of public folders on our wiki. I do know that people have been sharing links of their public folders and user creations as well too. Also, Prime has chipped in with another answer on the question you had about the Resonite packages. It's all documented within the wiki article.
The most confusing recording ever. We do this for an hour?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh god. Please ask more questions.
Yes, questions. Send us questions. We will answer these questions.
I assumed we're like, all right, we're wrapping up. Like, no, we're not even halfway through yet.
I see some question marks. How's the weather where each of us are? Sunny, for once.
Partly cloudy, might storm tomorrow. It's more stormy up north where I'm at, but not as much where I... Well, above me, but yeah.
We have another question. Does Burb do?
Exo has a question. Why rainbow on logo?
Because gay. It's not the reason. But that's the one I'll say.
Good enough reason.
And Kuyo, yes, you can keep on asking questions. This entire event is for that. And
favorite color? Orange. Surprisingly, not blue.
Purple. Not a surprise.
I actually don't care that much for blue.
You are blue.
I know. but honestly, like, maybe my fourth favorite color.
Huh. Okay.
I don't really have one. I just have, like, I don't know, I like color combos or palettes.
See, we do have a question from Specs. What's the most challenging weapon to fashion in the Dawn set style, given you've done a handful for Battle Lines?
Oh, man,
would you say Aegis?
The showcase for it. I'd say... Thinking about, like, the main thing was is just making a initial design for each one. And there's about three that haven't been made, but have been concepted out. And so far the one that was most difficult probably either was the revolver or the grenade launcher. Mainly for its mechanics and such. Well, actually, in regards to the style, yeah, it'd probably be the turret revolver.
What are the needles? The needles, how does the team feel about them?
What needles?
Are you talking about the one that, like, maxes out your haptics when you touch them?
That, yeah. I have two giggle pucks on my head when I'm in VR. That specific needle is uncomfortable.
IRL, nope.
Oh, his favorite spider. I got something.
I don't know. Orb Weaver.
Also,
Oh, yeah,
one that.
that's kind of the one I'm going with.
Also, one that uses like the web as like a glider.
What?
There is one that does it.
This one I love, Golden Silk Orb Weaver, because they were really prevalent when I was in like woods in Florida, and I'd always run into them, and they're scary as fuck,
Oh.
because they're like the size of your head, but they create these like golden long webs that like can span entire rivers, and they're just like, I don't know, they're crazy, architects or engineers. I guess content warning, spider picture, but there you go.
Cool.
There is a.
We have a question by Lexovo. Is there anything more that you guys would want to add to the main website?
Yes, there's lots. This month, I'm kind of getting back into the website stuff a bit more. We kind of had to put pause on a project specifically around putting an events calendar that connects to a facet. Just some other things came up we had to deal with first, but I'm going to be looking more into that again this month. If nothing else comes up, that's more important.
Let's see. Zanaris asks to the Resonite team, what did you guys do before you met Fruxius? For me personally, before I became a part of this team, I spent a lot of my time in Garry's Mod, writing code, building things, designing things, being creative, and I get to keep on doing that here. Except it actually has a purpose.
I've been actually in VRC working on like making vehicles and stuff using Unity, learning Unity, as well as mess around with Halo's Forge World make mode, making like maps and also, well, Minecraft's Redstone, bit of Gmod as well too. Not as much as you, but you'd see me more in Forge mode, messing around with game modes and building maps.
I was doing a career as a motion designer. I worked on a few title sequences for a few films. I did an HBO series. If anyone saw the movie Bill and Ted, the new Bill and Ted, I worked on the opener and closer. And just like a scattering of different commercial work, but I think those are the fun projects to mention. And I VR wise started more in VRC and was just looking for ways to kind of complement a 3D workflow for 3D design. But then I kind of, I don't know, got caught up in all this and found it really interesting and did a career shift.
Here we have another question by Goblin. Is there a Discord chat slash forum for organizing projects? What would actually be the best place on the Discord for that? Because if you're wanting to organize specific projects, that might be good under user creations, maybe. The user creations form. I don't know if either of you have other better ideas for that.
What are the stories about all of your names? I thought it sounded cool when I saw it on a keyboard box. And learned after the fact that it actually was a cooler name than I thought initially.
A very fitting name, all things
Yeah.
considered. My name was actually, so I created a character species of my own called the Viali, and my name, Ryuvi, was one of the initial concept names for the species, but I liked the name enough that I decided to make it my own after actually naming the species Viali.
Mine, well, you get two things. One is, well, favorite animal. Next would be either a shield in Destiny named that, and a ship also named Aegis Fate. So that's where I got my name.
See, we have a question from Specs. Is there a tool available for setting user colors? And are there other user cloud vars we should be aware of that may be similar? I know
of a tool. Is Lizard here? Yeah, a Lizard might know of it. I think Rusty has a tool for it.
A while ago, I also did make a facet that allows you to control the primary, secondary, tertiary, and enabled cloud variables that are associated with user color variables, which I think they're posted on the wiki somewhere. If not, then they should be added there. I never actually released that facet because I never finished it, but I think it's something that I might fix up at some point and put in the facets folder in the essentials folder for folks to have easy access to change their default color cloud variables.
I'm going to test the noise suppression. Okay, there we go. That is so much better. Okay. This is just for the recording.
Our next question from Squishy. I played Resonant for the first time yesterday, and it definitely made full use of my CPU. I heard there are optimizations coming. Are they far along, and where can I check up on development progress in general? So, in terms of where you can find development progress, definitely keep an eye on the updates channel and the devlog channels here in this Discord. When we do send updates for Resonite, we post them here on Discord, and they're also available in Steam. In terms of the progress on optimizations, that is indeed the next major focus that we have. Progress, I believe we're currently in the, we're planning right now on what we want to do and how we want to tackle it. I believe Fruks has mentioned that we want to kind of tackle the headless client first because it doesn't have a rendering engine associated with it, and it should be easier to squeeze some more performance out of it by upgrading it and so on. However, any developments that will be made on this will be available in the devlog channel here. See, our next question from Lotus Gaming. How do you see the content or the creation of content going currently? A lot of the content tends to be tutorial styled. Do you see it leaning towards people designing games inside Resonite or move along the line of VRC content? I would say right now there is a lot of tutorial content from us as the content team, as well as general users, because there is a lot to learn here. And at the end of the day, Resonite is a game creation engine. It's more than that, but it's just generally a creation engine. And it's a lot of, I feel like a lot of the content these days is tutorial content so that people can get used to the engine and start making their own content and their own things. And I feel like it will eventually shift into a bunch of different fields, making games, making art installations, functional content, content that interfaces with the real world and other platforms and etc.
I'd like to highlight too that the poll that we just did does showcase that a majority of people use Resonite to socialize, regardless if this is a place where you can build stuff in it, you can still socialize in it. It's like you're hanging out in a garage, you have all those tools around you, you don't necessarily have to use them, you know.
It has been cool seeing the Protoflux classroom being held periodically and seeing like sessions full of people just like learning Flux lessons. It's a bit of a newer site, I think, because we usually don't have enough people interested doing full classes of that.
Next question from Lexovo. Two giggle pucks on head. Yes, absolutely. I could put a giggle spark on there because I have three giggle tech devices, but I digress.
VT Arxelus asks, what about the space needle? Oh, they were in response of
the needles. Man, this is an office hours.
Exo asks, how does one use data presets or presents? Are you meaning?
I think they meant presets. So I can answer that. Data presets allow you to using a data preset component and data preset values and references. They allow you to essentially given you have say five different fields. And in this specific data preset, you say, oh, I want field one to have a value of true and field two to have a value of 12. You can, whenever you want, you can set that specific preset to be active, and it will set all of those values that preset is associated with to the values that you've defined for said preset. So if you want to change a bunch of values at once, data presets let you do that. In fact, the Worlds tab on your dashboard, the categories on the left internally currently actually use data presets because they're changing a whole lot of variables in the world list manager that controls what's shown and otherwise. So if you want to see a use case of data presets right now, you can take a look at those facets and see how it's done. We also have wiki articles on them as well, I believe. See, we have a question from Kuyo Blackstone. What are the plans on things for the casual enjoyer, the person who may never use a dev tool for at least 3 weeks and their first day in joining the game? Well, Resonate is not just about building. You can come in and socialize, you can be with friends, you can meet new people. It's not an obligation to build or use tools. You don't have to. And I think that's kind of the nice thing about the community is because there's so many folks out there who are willing to help you with technical problems that if you don't feel like, you know, picking up a dev tool, as you said, or necessarily want to make something yourself, there are lots of people out there who'd be willing to help you meet your goals anyways.
And say if you don't, like, want to work on your avatar on your own, you can have people help you. There's recently the Resonite package. You can have someone pre-set it up for you, or either in-game or out externally, which is pretty neat.
And actually, with the addition of the Resonite package, that makes setting up avatars like that much easier.
Mm-hmm. As well as there's like folder sharing. So if it's like a public avatar base that you can just like customize with the menu, you can simply do that. Depends on like how the avatar maker does it. And there's plenty of games out there. More come in each like month and such. And plenty of places to hang out, content to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I think this next question is more suited for Chroma from Exo. On the topic of the website, would I be allowed to port it to JS and EJS and host it as long as I have a disclaimer? If not, I would love to help out Chroma.
I would say email for that one. My initial answer would probably be like, we don't usually like people hosting something official that has our stuff on it. But I don't know. Let's talk about an email.
See, next question from XO, which is a rather dark question. What would you all do if you got fired?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would be very sad for a long time.
Because, like, this is, like, the dream project for me. Like, this is something I've been wanting to contribute to for a long time. Yeah, ouch.
Um. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be very sad. Be a lot of work for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zaniris asks, Chroma, were you a Nylander or a Resonite team member first?
Oh, that was definitely a team member. That only came about more early this year after I had exploited them all for marketing purposes, did I realize that they're actually cool people, and actually fun to hang out with.
They make really cool stuff. I've
Unbiasedly, yeah, I can say they do.
and lots of shenanigans be had.
Yeah. Go play Save the Ring. It is a bundle of toothpicks at the moment, but if you can make it through, it's got a cool ending.
Nuki Raccoon has a
Have
has
three
oh
questions in
yeah, three
one.
of them. Will the content team be hiring anytime soon? And do you ever plan to hire out independent contractors on a per project basis, like UF Seven does? And what would it take to be hired in either case?
Just keep a lookout, see if we have any listings available. We have a career email on the Yellow Dogman site. But yeah, keep an eye out for postings if we ever have them. Feel free to apply.
Yep. See, we.
Agati
Oh, you go
asks,
ahead.
what item, world, or other asset would each of you say all new players should see?
Save the Ring, by the Neolanders.
The intro tutorial.
Yeah, the intro tutorial.
Yeah.
I mean, they already do
And
see that, so go
the
ahead.
subsequent updates will do to it.
Yes. Let's see, we have a question I can answer from Koya Blackstone. Are there any plans on expanding the modular building system? Maybe a blank slate set made to be customized in pieces that are floor only, wall only, roof only, and are more standard shaped, like squares and triangles rather than curves. Yes. The modular set as it is right now is kind of a little bit bare bones. It's missing a lot of pieces, but that's just because I haven't had the time to get to them yet. But I definitely want to expand not just the set as it is with all of its fancy curves and circles, but I also want to kind of have a subset of modular pieces that are square or triangular or purely hexagonal, etc. And at some point, I definitely plan on releasing some kind of model package, some kind of Blender package, so that users can take a look at these models and, see how they're made and maybe make their own in the same style if they'd like.
All the assets that we've made so far in this style, we'll get them set up and able to share with people. Especially, I've seen people, like, say, make clothing with the textures or custom tools in the same style or furniture, locations. It's been pretty neat to see. And we'll make more sets over time, too. There's one that we will make for the Apollo Reconstructed project down the line, too. Exo asks, Gloopy Sauce, when?
What?
When?
Why?
And what
No.
does a gloop taste like?
I've answered this before.
Yep, look in
I'm
the
not going to
previous
answer the
questions.
gloopy sauce, but the gloopy, it depends on where you lick it, because each different color value is going to have a different flavor.
That means every single slight change in the gradient or hex value.
Your tongue will actually explode.
Yep. Don't eat a whole gloopy. You'll experience too much overload and, I don't know, ascend. Let's see, we actually have a question. How is Battle Knights going? It's going honestly pretty well. The core systems for managing user and weapon attributes like ammo, health, etc. is basically ready. There's just a few things that need to be done in terms of UI before we can start doing some playtesting. Did I miss anything, Chroma?
No. I mean, it's still moving along. It's just, yeah, we balance a couple other projects at the same time, so it's...
Yeah. Once our plates are, well, not too heavy, we'll get more out for that.
Let's see, we have 11 whole minutes left. Keep the questions coming, guys.
Nuki has one.
Answer.
Oh. I see. Hmm? Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a non-question, even though it was marked as a question.
I see.
BTR Arxilis asks, what tastes like purple? Purple. Grape? I don't know. Grape soda.
Nuki has a good one. What would you recommend for a new user world?
I don't know. Something that just quickly shows them something cool. While giving links to a place that can explain how to set up an avatar or has some pre-made avatars.
Yeah. I would also probably put like a few areas to like hang out, maybe a couple of games that you could spawn out, or links to games you can go to. But mainly a good place to kind of like get your bearings for like being in a platform is like it can be really easy to get overwhelmed with like all the possibilities or advents you can go to. It's probably best to just start simple, like have like a place to hang out, spawn items in, toys or vehicles or small games. Could be even simple as like card game that has like cool effects or object that modifies an avatar like state or something.
Yeah, as long as you can show them something. I think it's good for onboarding. If people are getting overwhelmed by like the avatar process, just like remind them there's other cool stuff to do as well, and like power through learning something new. If you just like jingle, hey look, this is a fun thing to do. I've seen a lot of times where people will be like, oh, well, I really like this now. I want to put in the extra effort to set up my avatar.
Yeah. In other platforms, it's like the process is separated. And most of the time, people just click on an avatar base and boom, they're done. And we got like avatar bases that people have uploaded within ResNet already that people can use. You can like link to them and people can customize, say, the color, maybe clothing options, body shape, size, depending on like what the artists have done to it.
Let's see, we have a question from Modern. What was the biggest challenge for you guys as a team?
The past 2 years?
I'd say, at least for like the day-to-day stuff that I do on the content team, for me personally, it's all about the same kind of difficulty. I can manage all of it, but in terms of the team as a whole, I'd definitely say standing up a business was challenging.
Yeah.
That definitely, compared to where we were last year, I feel a lot more calm as a person. So there's a lot to do, but you know, things are getting done, and it's not just kind of a, you know, this will probably work out, and now it's like, okay, we're actually actively doing something instead of just living in a void. So yeah.
Some kind of purpose.
Let's see, we have a question from Specs, mostly for me. Since you invest a bit in haptics, do you make haptics a priority in content creation? Could the content team create some haptics examples? I was messing with the blow dryer and Syro added haptics after I strapped a Gigglepuck to my chest. It really adds a lot when it's there, but it feels easy to forget if you don't have haptic devices, even though controllers still provide haptics. We definitely can make haptic examples and provide them in the Essentials folder. I just have a lot of haptics, mostly because, like, immersion. But it also helps when we do want to implement haptics and test other things like that. It makes it easier for us because we can just have me doing it. We do all the testing and work on the haptics in-house, and anyone else who has haptics on the team as well. But yeah, I definitely think that's something that I will write down. Reminds, we can have some examples.
Yeah, reminds me, I still have to finish the haptics pass on the weapons, but that can be even done during the testing phase of it, so yeah. Lexivo asks, any UI pain points that you'd like to prioritize? On the technical side, that is more of like a question to bring to Primes, but in regards of content, what do you think, Rayuvi?
Well, I would definitely say there is something that a pain point right now is you have to go into, say, the, at least in terms of UIX, designing UIs, we don't have something like a WYSIWYG editor where you can just kind of drag things around, scale them, etc. That is planned eventually, because right now you have to do it manually through inspectors. That's definitely, I think, a pain point for users who are wanting to just get in and start making UIs. In terms of the rest of the UI, I'd say the pain points right now is that we essentially have two UIs. We have the UI elements that we've been creating recently, like the settings UI and the home screen facets, and we have other bits of legacy UI that we have yet to update. And I think that's just a bit of a pain point because there's always going to be kind of two styles there, one with more features than the other, until we get it all up to date. But that'll be something that'll be solved over time.
I'm going to close the questions, I think.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, our next question from Squishy. Rayuvi, are you answering all these questions from inside Resonate? And are you using it as a tool to organize this event somehow? Well, I am actually just sitting in my cloud home right now, sitting in a chair in Resonate answering questions, because why not? It's comfortable, and I'm going to be doing things in Resonate afterwards. But I didn't necessarily use it to organize this event. Our organization was done a little bit internally. We have the Discord event, and we have a checklist of things that we need to set up when we set up these office hours, like the form that you're currently typing in and getting the event going. But I didn't organize that personally. I'm just here.
Zanuru asks, how were the colors in Resonite's palette chosen? Were there other iterations and or styles you experimented with in Durian or whatever the pre-Resonite game was?
No, we got it right the first time. There's not a single variant of this logo that ever existed.
Many variants.
Color-wise, I like to think of it as representative of, I don't know, a whole spectrum of different people, content, ideas, and uses. In that rainbow, instead of just being gay, which is also, yeah. But it really is just kind of kind of follows the same ideology a bit there. But yeah, it's supposed to just represent like a whole spectrum of stuff, basically.
Our next question from Zenerus asks, how did you choose the concept design of the Dawn Modular set? I saw the concept design of the default Resonate avatar by Rayuvi in my cloud home. Well, that's actually an interesting question because when we were coming up with the design for what I've coined the Dawn Modular theme or the Dawn theme I've worked alongside Aegis here mostly. We wanted the style to feel fresh. We wanted it to line up with the kind of the curviness and visuals and flow of the logo. And I wanted it to feel, I said I again, I'll just, I'm not even going to correct myself. We wanted it to feel, not necessarily sci-fi, but I kind of think of it like a futuristic style where the technology has advanced so much that you can inject our aesthetic back into it. You don't have all the little greebles. It's just pretty. It's aesthetic. It's functional.
Not sterile.
Yeah, not sterile. That's one thing we wanted to really emphasize is motion, color, flow, and I guess in a way, you know, unification of things. It's a modular set that works together. And because static scenes are nice and all, but if you add even just a little motion into your scenes, it adds a lot.
Spin.
Spin!
Some of the inspirations in regards to like the design language comes from mostly sacred geometry and like the kind of like mathematics behind it. You'll see like a lot of things with like based around the number 3 and as well as like circles, golden ratio, hexagons, stuff like that.
It's all circles. Always has been.
All these squares make a circle.
Let's see. Just so we're not going too over time, our next question, less of a question, more of a suggestion. Why not make a super simple item that everyone can make that has a bare bones flux piece to make it do a thing, some material choice, and basically everyone will have one. They can show it off as a universal first creation, like the blender mug and the 3D print tugboat. That'd be interesting, but granted, actually that's not a bad idea, is to have a bunch of little, a very basic kind of, hey, here's a basic thing you can make, here's the pieces, here's how you can make it, but that will require a little bit of thinking on something like that, I would say. And I mean, generally when I'm, if someone is interested in Protoflux, for example, the first thing that I show them is, here's a cube, here's how to rotate the cube, it goes spin. But I know everyone kind of, I know a lot of people will demonstrate kind of these basic things uniquely in a way. So I'm not sure if one particular item would be enough in this case. Let's see.
Electronus has a question. Is the haptics pass going to involve lots of bird hunting?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'll be a test dummy.
Okay. I'll just turn off the limiter for the grenade launcher again.
Okay. Yep, sure. question from Zanuro. What about a Battle Knights weapon that gives the hit player head pats if they have a giggle puck, just stuck in place having to suffer for a few seconds? As someone who has 2 giggle pucks on my head right now, no. Rather not. We have a question after Chroma said no more questions, so no. When will the recording of this be up?
I'm recording on OBS, and once it's done recording, I have to convert it from a video to a OGG format.
Oh. Well, because... Okay. Oh, you finish, Aegis.
I see. Yeah, because I'm still trying to figure out Audacity. I don't know if I can record both the audio of the desktop and my own voice. It's like I can do that easily in OBS. So
we have one question from Frugs. Why?
Chroma decreed.
Entropy. I don't know.
Entropy? Yeah. Oh no, I just finished the final shape.
But cool, that is all of our questions. Thank you all for coming to this office hours again. It's actually quite fun to chat with you all.
Yeah, thank you for bothering to take care about what we have to say. Yeah. And spending your, well, for me, Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. Thanks.
We'll be here next Wednesday at the same time.
Well,
bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye, you all. Have a good rest of your day.